Episode 3, Hotel Reimer.
But who could have put a cocktail stick in the parcel with the blouse?
Presumably someone at the shop.
Madame Klein?
Did she hand you the parcel personally?
No, it was the other girl in the shop, Gerda.
You said she understood English?
Yes, she said she'd worked in England.
Oh, then presumably she could have overheard the little act you put on for Madame Klein's benefit.
Yes, but even if she did, why should she put that cocktail stick in the parcel?
She may be one jump ahead of us, darling. Perhaps this stick is a hint. Perhaps she wants us to go to the hotel where the cocktail sticks come from.
Yes, I suppose that's possible. We've got to be careful, Paul. This may be a trap.
I know. All the same, I think we'll take a look at that place later this evening.
Well, Paul, did you see Dr. Conrad?
Yes, he seems genuinely worried about his daughter's disappearance.
Well, I'm glad he's showing some concern at last.
He's also upset because Elliot France is involved.
Oh?
It seems that France was once a patient of his.
What was the matter with him?
He had obsessional tendencies with regard to young women. He once tried to murder a girl who was a complete stranger to him.
Good heavens. Did Conrad cure him?
Well, France gave him a gold cigarette case. It was most touchingly inscribed. Hello?
Mr. Temple?
Yes, who is that?
It's Dennis Harper.
Hmm?
I'm downstairs in the cocktail bar.
Oh?
Well, you did ask me to drop in for a drink.
Oh, yes, yes. I'm so sorry. Of course, Harper. We'll be down in a few minutes.
Dennis Harper?
Yes.
I wonder if this visit is the result of his little tea party with Madame Klein. You remember, I saw them in the cafe together this afternoon.
Yes, I remember. But I asked him to drop in. Anyhow, come on, let's go down. Well, what'll you drink, Harper?
No, sir, this is on me. Mrs. Temple?
May I have a sherry?
Yes, of course. Mr. Temple?
I'd have sherry too, please.
Two sherries, waiter, and another lager.
Yes, sir.
I seem to have quite a thirst this evening. I suppose it's because I missed my usual cup of tea. Even when you live on the continent, you can't get out of the habit of drinking tea in the afternoon.
And you missed your tea this afternoon, Mr. Harper?
Yes, I'm afraid I did. I've been frantically busy ever since I got back to Garmisch. Did you find Schreidenstein all right, Mr. Temple?
Oh, yes, I found him.
And the Countess?
Yes, I saw Countess Decker, but I'm afraid she couldn't throw much light on Betty Conrad's disappearance. Nor could Mr. Franz.
Oh, you saw Elliot France, too?
Yes, but he wasn't particularly helpful, I'm afraid.
This is certainly a strange case. I mean, why on earth should anyone want to abduct a kid like Betty Conrad?
It could be for ransom, Mr. Harper.
Oh, no, I don't think it's a question of ransom, Mrs. Temple. I don't even think she's been abducted. I think she just got tired of the school and decided to go away for a few days.
Did Betty give you the impression that she was tired of the school?
No, I just, well, merely expressing an opinion.
Would you say that she knew her way around?
It depends what you mean by that.
Oh, I think you know what I mean, Mr. Harper. Oh,
Betty was no fool. Whether that comes under the heading of knowing your way around or not, I wouldn't know.
Harper, will you leave me your address and telephone number just in case I want to get in touch with you?
Oh, yes, certainly. I was going to suggest it in any case. I've got a card here somewhere. Oh, yes, here we are.
Ah, thank you very much.
A lager beer, sir, and two sherries.
Oh, thank you.
I like the way Harper said he missed his afternoon tea. I saw him come into the cafe.
Yes, I know you did, darling. But are you sure he didn't see you?
Oh, I'm sure he didn't. I told you, I was sitting in an alcove.
Was there a mirror in the alcove?
No, I don't think so.
I think there must have been, darling. At any rate, I'm quite sure that Harper saw you this afternoon.
Why do you say that?
Oh, didn't you see the twinkle in his eye when he said he'd missed his afternoon tea?
No, I didn't. Are you sure?
Yes, darling. But don't let it get you down. It's not important. Let's concentrate on the Hotel Reimer. We'll be there in a minute or two.
There's a signpost. Hotel Reimer to the left. They're quite busy by the look of things.
Yes, I ought to have telephoned and booked a table. Anyhow, we'll have a drink first.
This looks like the head waiter. Ask him about the table.
Good evening, sir.
Oh, good evening. I want to reserve a table for two, please, for dinner.
Well, we're rather heavily booked at the moment, sir. Could you wait a little while?
Yes, we'll have a drink.
Yes, sir. The lounge is over on the right, past the reception desk. May I have your name, sir?
Temple.
Oh, Mr. Temple. Your table will be ready in about 20 minutes. We've been expecting you, sir.
Expecting us?
Yes, sir. Come this way, please. I'll show you to the lounge.
What would you drink, Steve?
I have a sherry, please.
I'll have the same too, waiter, please. Oh, no. On second thoughts, I'll have a gin and Italian.
Very good, sir. I'll bring him over myself, Mr. Temple.
Thank you.
He said he was expecting us.
Someone must have telephoned and told him we were coming.
Do you think it was the girl who put the cocktail stick in the parcel?
Yeah, I suppose it could have been. Don't look so worried, darling. There's probably some perfectly simple explanation.
Hmm.
This is rather a nice room, isn't it?
Yes.
What are those pictures?
They look like photographs to me.
Ah, so they are.
This one looks as if it was taken on a film set. There's a lot of technicians and a camera.
That's a film set, all right. Or a television studio.
Your drink, sir. And Herr Gunther will be along in a moment, Mr. Temple.
Herr Gunther?
The proprietor, sir. He said he wanted to have a word with you, and I told him that you were in the lounge.
Oh, I see. Well, thank you very much. Will you put the drinks on my bill?
Certainly, sir.
Paul, look. Your cocktail stick.
Yes, the dog's head. The same as the others.
Yes.
Well, cheers, darling.
Cheers.
Very good. How's the sherry?
Well, I hope it's satisfactory, Mrs. Temple.
Oh, good evening.
Good evening, Mr. Temple. My husband sent me along. He won't be more than a few minutes.
You are Mrs. Gunther?
That's right, Mrs. Temple. You're thinking I'm a long way from home, no doubt.
Would it be Perth?
Inverness.
Timothy, you are a long way from home.
Well, this is my home now. You see, Fritz, that's my husband, was an actor, and I met him when he was on tour in Scotland.
Oh.
My father kept an hotel just outside Inverness. I was brought up in the hotel business.
Oh, I see.
After the war, we came back here, and Fritz was in films for a time, but things were very difficult, and the money was uncertain. So when I heard this place was going, I managed to persuade Fritz to buy it.
I'm sure it's a great success.
Oh, we're paying our way. Though I have to keep an eye on Fritz. He's a rare spender if he gets the chance.
Oh, the hotel seems to be very busy this evening.
Well, we should be busy at this time of the year.
Mrs. Gunther, tell me something.
Mm-hmm.
The waiter said that you were expecting us this evening.
Yes, of course, Mrs. Temple.
But we didn't telephone for a table. We didn't even tell anyone we were coming here.
Oh, here's Fritz. He'll explain everything.
Good evening. I am so sorry to have kept you waiting.
No, not at all, Herr Gunther. Your wife has been entertaining us.
Ah, yes, I'm sure she has. Joyce is always pleased to see visitors from England.
Mrs. Gunther said you could explain how you came to expect us this evening.
How we came to expect you, but... Hadn't you told him about the phone call?
No, darling. I thought perhaps you ought to tell Mr. Temple about it yourself.
There was a phone call from a lady, Mr. Temple. I spoke to her myself. She sounded like an American. She said that Mr. and Mrs. Paul Temple would be visiting us very soon, and she asked me to give you a message.
Who was this person?
I don't know, Mrs. Temple.
And the message?
The lady said it was urgent that you should go at once to this address.
Brüggenstadt 37, Innsbruck.
Yes. Do you know the address, sir?
No, I'm afraid I don't. I don't know Innsbruck very well.
It's a pity you didn't get this woman's name, Herr Gunther.
I asked her twice if she would tell me who she was. I couldn't do more than that.
No, of course not.
I did point out to the lady that there was no one staying here with the name of Temple, but she insisted that you would be coming. I mentioned your name to my wife, and she recognized it at once.
I've read several of your novels, Mr. Temple, and... I know you're associated with Scotland Yard.
Oh, not officially, Mrs. Gunther.
We had a police inspector here called Breckshaft asking questions about a girl called Betty Conrad.
Are you concerned with the same investigations, Mr. Temple?
Yes, I am, Herr Gunther. That's why I'm here, staying here in Bavaria.
So, this is interesting. But I am afraid I cannot help you. I've already told the inspector all I know. Neither my wife nor myself can recall seeing the missing girl. They showed us several photographs of her.
Do you know Mrs. Weldon, the owner of the school?
No.
Do you know a young man called Dennis Harper?
Harper? I cannot recall the name.
He'll be English, no doubt, with a name like that.
Yes, he is. He's slim, fairly tall, very fair hair, rather good looking.
Tall, very fair hair. Do you know, I do remember an Englishman like that, Mrs. Temple. He came here to dinner one night about a week ago. With a woman older than himself.
Now, can you describe her?
Well, she was dark, good-looking, about 42 or 43, and very smartly dressed. I had a feeling I'd seen her before somewhere, but I couldn't remember where.
Could it have been in a dress shop? In Garmisch?
In Garmisch? Oh, yes, of course, that's it. I went there about a month ago. She didn't attend to me, but I remember seeing her in the shop.
Madame Klein, Paul.
Madame Klein?
You've heard the name before, Herr Gunther?
Klein? Oh, it's not an uncommon name around here, you know, Mr. Temple.
Why are you interested in these people? Are they friends of Betty Conrad's?
Well, Harper knew Betty Conrad. Just how well he knew her, it's difficult to say. Mrs. Gunther, tell me, does Countess Decker ever come here?
Why, yes. Oh,
she is a regular visitor. She dines or lunches here at least once a week, usually with Mr. Franz, the writer.
Oh, I see. Well, thank you, Herr Gunther.
Oh, it's a pleasure.
Oh, by the way, my wife and I have been admiring your cocktail sticks.
Oh, yes, they are rather unusual, aren't they? They arouse a great deal of interest. It is what the Americans call a gimmick.
Gimmick, Fritz.
Gimmick.
Excuse me, Your table is now ready, sir.
Oh, thank you. Well, you've been most helpful, Herr Gunther. We'll probably see you again before we go. Come on, darling.
Auf Wiedersehen.
Auf Wiedersehen.
What did you make of the Gunthers?
A rather charming couple, I thought.
I wonder why that girl telephoned.
Presumably because she wanted that message delivered about Innsbruck.
Fritz Gunther said she had an American accent. I suppose it could have been June Jackson.
Yes, I thought of that. She's certainly the only girl we know around here with an American accent. But why didn't she phone our hotel at Garmisch?
I don't know.
Well, we can easily find out. We can call at the school on our way back to the hotel. It's only 5 or 6 miles off our route.
Oh, but it's nearly 10 o'clock.
Well, I doubt whether Mrs. Weldon's young ladies go to bed much before 10.
Paul, if it was June Jackson who telephoned the hotel and left that message...
Yes?
Do you think it means that she's hand in glove with Gerda or Madame Klein?
That's one of the things we've got to find out, Steve. Just one of the things. Oh, good evening. Could we see Mrs. Weldon, please?
What name shall I say, sir?
Mr. and Mrs. Temple.
Mrs. Weldon is entertaining some guests, sir. Would you wait a few moments?
Yes, certainly.
Perhaps you'd better come inside, sir, and wait in the hall. Oh,
thank you. I think it would be a little less drafty.
No, Paul, this really is an imposition.
Nonsense. She knows we're investigating the case. Anyhow, the last time I saw her, she asked me to call around whenever I felt like it.
Look.
What is it?
I thought I saw someone on the landing.
Hmm? Well, the light isn't very good. You probably imagined it.
Oh, good evening.
Ah.
How nice to see you both again.
Well, I'm sorry to trouble you at such a late hour, Mrs. Weldon.
No, not at all. You met Countess Decker and Mr. Franz, of course.
Oh, good evening,
good
Countess.
Good evening.
I don't think you know my wife.
Oh, I beg your
pardon. Delighted to meet you, Mrs.
Good
Temple.
Good evening, Mrs. Temple. I do hope you have some news for us.
I'm sorry, Mrs. Weldon.
Oh dear. When I saw you, I felt sure you had.
You don't appear to be making much progress, Mr. Temple.
I understand her father, Dr. Conrad, has been to see Mrs. Weldon. And you too, Mr. Franz.
Oh, yes. Yes, a charming man, quite brilliant. Did I tell you I was once a patient of his, Temple?
Elliot, please.
Yes, you did, Franz. Was Dr. Conrad very upset, Mrs. Weldon?
Well, naturally. A father is upset if his daughter disappears. But he was very sensible about it. He seemed quite confident that either you or the police would find her in the next few days.
If you ask me, I think the man's a perfect monster.
Now, Elsa, don't be stupid.
Dashing back to London like that without knowing if his child is dead or alive.
Elsa, my dear, you're letting your emotions run away with you. In any case, the poor man hasn't gone
yet. If she were my daughter, I should be mad with anxiety.
Elsa, this isn't getting us anywhere. I'm sure Mr. and Mrs. Temple called here with something definite in mind.
Well, yes. I wanted to take a look at Betty Conrad's room.
Oh, well, it's rather late, and June should be in bed by now.
Yes, I'm sorry, but...
I thought you'd seen the room.
No, I went up there alone last time we called, if you remember.
Oh, yes. Yes, yes, of course. But why do you want to see the room tonight?
I rather expect to find something, Mrs. Weldon.
I'll just tidy up these magazines.
Let me help you, June.
No, it's all right, Mrs. Temple.
I'm sorry you can't sleep, June. There's nothing on your mind, nothing worrying you, I hope.
Why, no, no.
Then you can answer a question I want to ask you with a clear conscience.
Yes, of course. What is it?
Why did you telephone the Hotel Roymer?
I don't understand.
June, I want the truth. Didn't you telephone the Hotel Reumer and leave a message for me asking me to go to an address in Innsbruck? Brigandstraat 27?
No. No, I didn't. Of course I didn't, Mr. Temple.
You're quite sure?
Yes, I'm quite sure. Now, would you mind leaving me alone? I don't feel very well this evening.
Paul, come along. I think you'd better see June some other time.
No, wait a minute, Steve. June, I wish you'd tell me what's worrying you.
There's nothing worrying me. I just don't feel very well, that's all.
You were very fond of Betty, weren't you?
Yes, of course I was.
And you'd like us to find her?
Well, naturally, I'd like you to find her.
Then it's a pity you don't try to help us. All right, Steve.
Mr. Temple.
Yes?
Nothing. Nothing. It doesn't matter. What are you looking at, Mr. Temple?
You look very tired, June. I should go to bed. Come on, Steve.
Good night, June.
Good night.
I hope you didn't have any trouble with June.
No. Though she's rather highly strung, isn't she?
Yes. Yes, I'm afraid she is. And, of course, she's been worse since Betty disappeared. They were very good friends, you know.
Yes.
You weren't upstairs very long, Mr. Temple. You obviously found what you were looking for. Or perhaps it was just an excuse to have a private conversation with the girl.
No, Countess, I really was looking for something. And I found it.
Elsa, you must let Mr. Temple go to work in his own way.
Don't be silly, Elliot. I'm just curious. I'm sure Mr. Temple understands.
Yes, of course. Would you like to see what I was looking for?
Yes, I would.
Well, here it is.
A cocktail stick?
Hmm. It's rather unusual, isn't it? The head of an Alsatian dog.
I didn't see you pick up that cocktail stick in June's room.
Didn't you, Steve?
I hope you're not trying to tell me the old story about the quickness of the hand deceiving the eye.
I wouldn't dream of it.
Well, then where did you get that cocktail stick?
From my drink at the Hotel Reumer.
Well...
Any objection?
Why on earth did you tell Mrs. Wellen and the others that you found it in the room?
I wanted to conceal the real reason for my visit. That was to question June Jackson.
Well, you didn't get very far, did you? June didn't tell you anything.
On the contrary, she told me quite a lot.
Well, she hardly said anything.
It wasn't what she said, Steve. It was the way she looked.
Can I have my key, please?
Certainly, Mr. Temple.
Thank you.
Oh, Mr. Temple, there's a gentleman waiting to see you. He's been here some time.
Oh?
Yes, Dr. Conrad. He's in the residence lounge over there.
Oh, thank you very much. Will you go up, Steve? Dr. Conrad wants a word with me.
Did you get the key?
Yes, here you are. I won't be long.
Ah, Mr. Temple.
Dr. Conrad, I apologize. I'm sorry you've had such a long wait.
That's all right. I ought to have telephoned you first, but I'm flying back to London tomorrow night, and I thought I'd like a word with you before I left.
Yes, of course. But I'm sorry, I've no news for you at the moment.
Oh. I hardly expected you would have. I'm sorry I have to leave Garmisch, but I've several patients in London I must see. If there should be any development, I'd be glad if you telephone me immediately.
Yes, of course.
Now, here's my card. I've written down my private number as well as the one in Harley Street.
Oh, thank you, Doctor.
Well, there's just one other thing.
Yes?
I want you to forget what I told you about Elliot France.
No.
I had a long talk to him this afternoon, and I'm quite convinced he's normal and perfectly fit. His cure was obviously of a permanent nature.
What does that mean exactly, Dr. Conrad?
Well, it means, in my opinion, he's not involved in this affair in any way.
And that's your professional opinion?
Yes. That's my professional opinion.
Thank you, Doctor. I'll bear it in mind. Hello?
Mr. Temple?
Yes, who is that?
Brigandstraat 37, not 27, Mr. Temple.
Hello? Hello?
Who was it?
Nothing, darling. I expect the operator's a bit sleepy.
The operator isn't the only one. It's after 3 o'clock.
Yes, I know. I'm sorry. I grabbed the phone as soon as I could.
Were you awake?
Yes.
So was I. What an extraordinary time for anyone to ring up. Oh, I don't know. I can't get Elliot Frounce out of my mind. You don't think he's got some kind of hold over Dr. Conrad, do you?
Well, what do you mean, some kind of hold?
Do you think he's blackmailing him? After all, Conrad seems to have changed his mind about Frounce. At one time he appeared to suspect him, and now apparently he doesn't.
Oh, go to sleep, darling.
Yes, but I want to
I said go to sleep, darling.
Come in.
Good morning, madame. Your tea.
Oh, good morning. Would you draw the curtains, please?
Certainly. It's a lovely morning, Mrs. Temple.
Oh, yes, isn't it?
Herr Temple will not be wanting tea.
I don't know. I should imagine he would. Paul? Paul, are you in the bathroom? Paul? My husband doesn't seem to be here.
It's such a lovely morning, madame. Perhaps he's gone for a walk.
Yes.
Is there anything you require?
Mm-hmm. Oh, no. No, thank you.
Thank you, madame.
Hello.
Is that you, Steve?
Yes. Oh, Paul! What's happened? Where are you?
I got up early and drove over to Innsbruck.
Are you in Innsbruck now?
Yes. I've just been taking a look at that address, Brigenstadt 37. It's a barber's shop near the railway station.
A barber's shop?
Yes. Now, listen, Steve. This is what I want you to do. There's a train leaving Garmisch for Innsbruck at 9:24. Be on that train, darling, and I'll meet you at the station.
Right.
And don't forget your passport, Steve.
Of course. Innsbruck's in Austria. I should have forgotten it. All right, Paul.
See you later.
Oh, Paul, wait a minute.
Yes?
Where's Charlie fishing?
What did you say?
I said, where's Charlie fishing?
Charlie?
Yes.
I do not know what you mean, dear.
Don't you, Mr. Temple?
Who's Charlie?
Good morning, Mrs. Temple.
Good morning.
There are two letters for you.
Thank you. Have you seen my husband this morning?
Well, no, Mrs. Temple, but I have been busy sorting the mail, so I may have missed him, of course.
Yes. Oh,
good morning, Mrs. Temple.
Oh, good morning, Herr Brexar.
I am so sorry to trouble you at this hour of the morning, but I wanted to see your husband.
I'd rather like to see him myself at the moment.
Mr. Temple is not here?
I'm afraid he isn't. He must have gone out early for some reason or other.
You've no idea where he's gone?
No, I'm afraid not. Oh, here he is.
Hello, darling. How are you? Good morning, Brexhoff.
Good morning.
You went off without saying a word. I wondered where on earth you'd got to.
No, I've only been to see about another car, Steve.
You don't know what scare you gave me.
I called to see you because I happened to hear of your visit to the school last night.
Oh, now, how did you get to hear about that?
I was speaking on the telephone to Mrs. Weldon, checking one or two small routine matters. She mentioned it.
I see.
She said you had found another cocktail stick from the Hotel Reuma in Betty Conrad's room.
Well, that wasn't strictly true, Inspector.
No?
I simply wanted an excuse to visit the girl's room. But I didn't find out anything. It was rather a wild goose chase, I'm afraid.
I see. Well, thank you, Mr. Temple. I'm sorry to have disturbed
you. No, just a minute, Brexhaft. Will you do something for me?
Of course, if it's not too difficult.
Intensify the search for Betty Conrad. Put every man you can spare on the job.
Why do you say that? Something happened?
No,
but... You must have a reason for saying a thing like that.
I have a reason, Brexhaft.
Well, then?
You have a methodical mind, my friend. I don't really think my reason would impress you.
And then I said, where's Charlie fishing? And he said, I don't know what you mean, dear. Well, of course, as soon as he said that, instead of in the Thames, I realized that it wasn't you.
Oh, thank heavens you remembered that old trick, Steve.
Quite honestly, if I hadn't, I'd have thought it was you, Paul.
You say this man said that Brigenstadt 37 was a barber shop?
Yes, near the railway station.
I wonder if he was telling the truth.
I don't know. Paul, you're worried about this case, aren't you?
Yes. Yes, I am. I'm worried about it because I have an awful feeling I know what's going to happen.
How do you mean, Paul?
I think the police are going to find Betty Conrad.
Well, you do? But when?
Tomorrow.
Why tomorrow?
It's Friday the 18th. I think they'll find Betty Conrad tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock. She'll be wearing a blue coat, and she'll be dead.
Episode 4, A Visit to Innsbruck.
She'll be wearing a blue coat, and she'll be dead.
But why do you think that?
Well, it's just a feeling I've got, a sort of...
Darling, intuitions of my department. You thrive on facts.
Yes, I know, but somehow...
Poisson, sir?
Oh, thank you.
Coffee, madam.
Thank you.
Anyway, cheer up, Steve. My intuitions aren't always so hard. I should be more worried if you'd had this intuition instead of me.
Mm. Do you intend to go over to Innsbruck this morning?
No, we'll leave that for a little later on in the day.
But why? I should have thought it would have been better to go this morning.
Well, the fact is, I don't want to leave the hotel just yet. I'm expecting a phone call.
Oh?
From the school.
From Mrs. Weldon?
Yes.
But you saw her last night. Why should she telephone you this morning?
I don't know why until I get the phone call.
But you said you were expecting the call.
That's right, darling. I am.
Oh, Paul, you really are exasperating.
Eat your breakfast, Steve. Are you going straight up to the room, Steve?
Yes.
Mrs. Temple.
Oh. Good morning, Madame Klein.
I'm delivering a parcel for an American lady who is staying in the hotel.
Oh, I see. Paul, this is Madame Klein. You remember where I bought my blouse?
Oh, yes, yes, of course. How do you do, Mrs. Klein?
Good morning, Mr. Temple. I was just going to ask your wife about Betty Conrad. Is there any news of the poor girl?
No, I'm afraid not.
Oh, dear.
I believe Betty was a customer of yours.
Yes, poor child. She was due to call tomorrow at 4 o'clock to pick up a coat we were making for her.
So I understand.
But of course, she won't be there now, I'm afraid.
If by any chance she does turn up for that appointment, I'd be most grateful if you telephone me, Madame Klein.
Why, yes, of course, Mr. Temple. Now I must...
I understand Dennis Harper is also very anxious about Betty Conrad.
Harper... I'm afraid I know no one of that name, Mr. Temple.
Oh, but surely, Madame
I'm sorry, I was under the impression that you were the lady who dined with Mr. Harper at the Hotel Reumer. I must have been mistaken.
Hotel Reumer?
At Oberammergau.
Oh.
It's run by two very nice people named Gunther. They have an unusual gimmick there, by the way. Wait a moment. Ah, here we are.
A cocktail stick?
Yes, with the head of an Alsatian dog.
So I see.
Have you seen a cocktail stick like this before?
Yes, I have.
Where?
I can't remember where. Oh, yes, there's a shop in Munich next to the post office. I think I saw something like that in the window.
I see.
Now, if you will excuse me, I must deliver this parcel.
Goodbye, Madame Klein. Don't forget to telephone me if Miss Conrad turns up for the appointment. There you are, Steve. It works beautifully.
What's that, darling?
I said it works beautifully.
I wish you'd switch that thing off. I can't hear a word you say. Ah, that's better.
This is the best shave I had for years.
Well, I'm glad to hear it. That electric razor of yours has been behaving like a temperamental film star ever since we arrived here. Paul... I've been thinking about Madame Klein.
You do surprise me.
No, I'm serious. Do you think she was lying?
About the shop in Munich and the cocktail sticks? Yes, I'm sure she was. She's been to the Hotel Roemer, all right, and with Dennis Harper.
What do you think of her?
Oh, I was quite impressed. She's a very intelligent woman, I should imagine. Speaks awfully good English.
Yes. Of course, she's years older than Dennis Harper.
Yes, I suppose she is, but she's not entirely unattractive.
No, I suppose not, if you like that type.
Men usually do, darling. Dark, slender, seductive.
Oh, I wouldn't exactly call her slender.
Will you answer that, Steve? If it's Mrs. Weldon, tell her we'll come straight away.
Yes, all right, dear. Hello?
Hello, is that you, Mrs. Temple?
Yes?
This is Mrs. Weldon. Could I speak to your husband, please?
Oh, not at the moment. Can I take a message?
Well, do you think he could come along to the school as soon as possible?
Yes, I think so, Mrs. Weldon. Has something happened?
Yes, but I can't tell you about it over the telephone. Do tell your husband to come immediately. Please, Mrs. Temple.
Yes, all right. Don't worry. I'll see he gets your message.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Well?
She wants us to go down to the school straight away.
Yes, all right.
Paul, what is this? You were expecting that telephone call. What's happened?
One of our pupils has disappeared.
Another one?
Yes.
Who is it this time?
June Jackson.
Oh, no.
I just can't understand it, Mr. Temple. It's a complete mystery.
When did you realize June was missing?
At breakfast. She wasn't in her place, so I sent one of the girls up to her room. There was no sign of her.
Has anyone seen her this morning?
Apparently not. I made inquiries at assembly after breakfast, but no one had seen her. I'm most upset. I suppose I ought to cable her people.
Oh, I should wait a little, Mrs. Weldon. Let's hear a bit more about it first. Could you give me some idea of how she might have left the school without anyone seeing her?
Well, her room is on the first floor. I suppose she could easily have climbed down onto the terrace.
Or simply walked down the stairs into the entrance hall and let herself out by the front door.
Well, yes, she could have done that if there was no one about at the time.
If there had been a struggle and she'd screamed...
Oh, we should have heard her, Mrs. Temple. I'm sure of that. No, I've come to the conclusion that June must have walked out of her own free will.
Why?
I can't imagine why. Unless in some curious way June is mixed up with the disappearance of Eddie Conrad.
Have you told anyone else about this, outside the school, I mean?
Yes, I told Elliot France. Oh. He happened to telephone me.
Had Mr. France any idea why June might want to walk out on you?
No, of course he hadn't. He told me to get in touch with your husband straight away, Mrs. Temple.
Well, I don't quite know what to suggest.
Have you searched the girl's room, Mrs. Weldon?
Yes, I took a quick look round just after breakfast, but there didn't seem to be anything...
But perhaps if you went up there now, Paul...
Oh, there's Mr. Francis' car. Excuse me.
Paul, what is the matter with you? Aren't you interested in this new development?
Intensely interested.
Well, you don't sound it.
Well, what would you like me to do, darling? Rush round the room taking fingerprints?
I'd like you to ask a few intelligent questions and give poor Mrs. Weldon the impression that you are at least interested in the case.
Ah, good morning, Mrs. Temple.
Good morning.
I can't tell you how relieved I am to see you.
Good morning, Franz.
This is a dreadful business. You've no idea what could have happened to June, I suppose.
Well, she seems to have disappeared.
We already know that, Mr. Temple.
I suppose she didn't leave a note or anything.
No, there was no message of any kind.
Have you searched her room, Temple?
No, I haven't, but I believe Mrs. Weldon has.
But don't you think it might be a good idea if you did search it?
I don't really think so. You didn't find anything unusual in the room, did you, Mrs. Weldon?
No. No, everything appeared to be perfectly normal.
Well... What do you suggest, Temple?
I suggest you get in touch with the police.
With the police?
It's the usual procedure in a case of this kind.
But, Mr. Temple, I was relying on you.
You asked my advice, Mrs. Weldon. I'm giving it to you. Get in touch with Inspector Breckshaft straight away. Come on, darling. I think we'd better get back to Garmisch. There are one or two things I want to do this morning.
Honestly, Paul, I should have thought you'd have made some effort to help that poor woman.
It so happened there was nothing I could do.
Have you really lost interest in this case? If you have, you might just as well go back home.
Well, what makes you think I've lost interest, Steve?
Well, you seem to have been up in the clouds all morning.
Are you complaining, Mrs. Temple?
No, but... Oh, Paul, there's something very odd about this affair.
How do you mean?
Well... In all the other cases you've investigated, the man behind it all, the person responsible, has always shown his hand in some way or other, but this person, whoever he is, remains in the background the whole time. We just don't know who we're up against. Paul, what's your real opinion of Breckshaft?
Now, why mention Breckshaft?
What's your opinion of him?
I think he's very bright. Very bright.
But
unfortunately, he doesn't know who he's up against.
Do you?
Yes, darling, I know. He's up against a person who isn't on any police file. A person who will be utterly and completely ruthless so far as we're concerned. I don't want you to forget that, Steve.
I dare say we'll survive.
Yes, but will Betty Conrad? Enjoyed your lunch?
Yes, very much, thank you. What are we going to do this afternoon? Oh, I suppose you want to go to Innsbruck.
Later, darling. Probably this evening.
I thought the trip to Innsbruck was urgent.
No, it can wait. I'm not even sure that it's necessary.
You mean that it might be a trap?
What's your opinion? You appear to have pretty definite opinions these days.
Well, if it was a trap of some kind, I don't see why anyone should...
Temple?
Yes?
A telegram, sir.
Oh, thank you. Oh, good. That's all right.
No reply?
No, thank you.
Oh, thank you, sir.
Who's that from, Paul?
Oh, just a friend of mine.
The Inland Revenue, I presume.
Would you like to see it?
Yes, I would.
There you are.
Munich, door 15. Parcel arrived safely. Kindest regards, Sam. Who's Sam?
Short for Samuel James Hinton, Esquire.
Hinton?
Do you remember the young American we met 2 years ago? We all had lunch together at the Waldorf in New York.
Oh, yes, I remember. Very nice man. He was with you, no?
Yes, well, he isn't any longer. He's working for the Americans now in Munich.
But what's all this about a parcel? Did you send him a parcel?
Steve, you're asking far too many questions today.
Well, they don't seem to be getting me anywhere.
Two dry martinis, please.
Very good, sir.
Oh, waiter. Do you know a street called Brigenstadt?
In Innsbruck, sir?
Yes, in Innsbruck.
Oh, no, sir. I've never heard of it. I've lived in Innsbruck all my life, but I've never heard of Brigenstadt.
Would there be a district of that name, or perhaps a village nearby?
No, madam. Of course, there is a telephone exchange called Brigenstadt.
A telephone exchange?
Yes, sir.
Ah, thank you, waiter.
Thank you, sir.
Oh, I ought to have thought of that, Steve. Wait here, darling. There's a telephone box over there. I'll be back in a moment. Is that Brigenstadt 37?
Yes, that's right. Who is that speaking?
My name is Paul Temple.
Oh, yes, Mr. Temple. I've been expecting to hear from you. Perhaps you would care to make a note of this address.
Yes.
Winterstrasse 16.
Winterstrasse 16?
Yes, Winterstrasse 16, Mr. Temple.
Oh. Hello? Hello. Hello, hello, hello.
Now, you will certainly get around, Mr. Harper.
Oh, I frequently visit other branches, Mrs. Temple. That's part of my job.
I see. Oh, here's Paul.
Oh, hello, Harper. What brings you to Innsbruck?
Business. I'm having dinner with one of our accountants.
Oh, I see.
By the way, is there any news of Betty Conrad?
No, I'm afraid not. As a matter of fact, the whole business seems to get more complicated.
Indeed?
Yes. I don't suppose you've heard, but June Jackson, Betty's roommate, has disappeared.
June Jackson? Good heavens, this is terrible. But tell me, didn't she leave a note or anything?
No, nothing.
That poor woman who runs the school, Mrs. Weldon, must be distracted.
Well, she's certainly very upset.
Temple, tell me, what do you think's behind all this? Why were these girls abducted? Is it a question of money? Has anyone asked for a ransom?
Not to my knowledge. And we can't be sure that the girls were abducted.
But Betty liked the place. She adored it. Why should she run away?
Well, perhaps she was lured away by someone.
Yes, but why? That's the point. I just don't understand it.
Don't you, Harper?
No.
Well, if you'll excuse us.
Yes, yes, of course. There's my man just coming in. Phone me if there's any news, Mr. Temple.
Yes, yes, of course.
Goodbye, Mrs. Temple.
Goodbye. He certainly seemed upset about June Jackson, didn't he?
Yes. Waiter.
Yes, sir.
Perhaps you'd be kind enough to give me a little more information. I'm now looking for a street called Winterstrasse.
Ah, Winterstrasse.
You know it?
Oh, yes, yes, of course. It's a little way out of town, sir, on the south side.
Just as where we left the car around the corner. Oh, it's an awful road.
It should be called Ghastlystrasse, not Winterstrasse.
Really? I wonder why it's so deserted. I suppose the houses are occupied.
Can you see the number of this house?
Well, this one's 12. The next 14.
Ah, 16. Yes, this is it.
Well, there's a car turned the corner at the bottom of the road. I thought this was a cul-de-sac.
Yes, so did I.
Oh, Paul, that light!
What the devil is he doing? It's like a searchlight. Steve, get down! Oh, get down, darling! Steve, you hurt?
Paul!
Steve, you all right?
Yes, yes, I'm all right. What about you?
I'm all right, dear. Not a scratch.
Oh.
I just don't see how they missed us, Steve. It's quite extraordinary. I just don't see how he could have missed us.
Oh, they did, thank goodness. What are you looking for?
Just looking at the door and the stonework. There's no sign of a bullet mark anywhere.
Well, what does that prove?
It proves that the man in the car deliberately aimed very wide. Or
what, darling?
By Timothy, Steve, I've got it. He was using blanks. Good evening, my key, please.
Certainly, sir. Here's your key, Mr. Temple.
Thank you.
And have you seen Carlos Decker?
Carlos Decker, no.
She was here a few moments ago asking for you, sir. This is the second time she's called this evening. I think you'll probably find her in the lounge, Mr. Temple.
Oh, I see. Well, thank you very much. I'm so sorry to have kept you waiting, Countess. I'm afraid I wasn't expecting you.
No, of course not. I came on the off chance. Oh, good evening, Mrs. Temple.
Good evening.
Mr. Temple, I hate to trouble you. I know you're frightfully busy, but something rather unusual has happened. I think you ought to know about it.
Oh, go on, Countess.
This afternoon I went shopping in Garmisch. I parked my car in the usual place. When I got back to the car, I found this envelope on the driving seat.
Thank you. No name on it, I see.
No.
I suppose it was intended for you.
I really don't know.
And what was inside it?
This ring. And this cocktail stick. Like the one Mr. Temple found in June Jackson's room last night.
Mm. Have you seen this ring before?
No, but I was speaking to Mrs. Weldon on the phone, and I described the ring to her. She said it must be June Jackson's.
June Jackson's?
Yes. But if the ring is June's, why should anyone leave it in my car?
Perhaps it was intended as a clue, or possibly a message of some kind.
But why in my car?
It could have been a mistake, of course.
Yes, but somehow I don't think it was.
Have you told Mr. France about this?
Yes.
And what did he say?
He told me to get in touch with you.
Did Mr. France know that you were going into Garmisch this afternoon?
Why, yes, of course. Why do you ask that?
Well, leave the ring and the cocktail stick with me. I'll have a word with Inspector Breckshaft about it. I shall probably be seeing him tomorrow morning.
Yes. All right, Mr. Temple. I'm sorry to have troubled you.
Not at all. Thank you very much for calling.
What time is it, Paul?
Nearly 9 o'clock.
Your beastly razor woke me.
Oh, we should have been up hours ago.
They fit those things with silences.
I can't imagine why. It's a lovely day, darling. Come on, get up.
What, no tea?
No, not yet. Any minute now, I should think.
Oh, what day is it today, Paul?
It's Friday. The 18th.
Friday the 18th? Oh. What are we doing today?
Well, I'd rather like to go over to Oberammergau again.
To the hotel?
I thought we might run over for lunch.
Why? Do you want to see the Gunters?
Well, actually, I want to take another look at that photograph.
Which photograph?
The one in the small lounge. The photograph of Fritz Gunther that was taken on the film set.
Why on earth did you want to see that?
Ah, here's our tea. Come in.
Oh, good morning. Would you put the tray down by the dressing table, please? Certainly very busy today. Do you think we'll get a table?
It looks a little doubtful.
We should have telephoned.
No, I particularly didn't want to do that.
Surely the Gunther's...
Steve, Gunther's just caught sight of us. Listen, I want you to sneak into the small lounge and take a look at the photograph I told you about.
Yeah.
There's a date on it. I want to know what it is.
All right.
Why, Mr. and Mrs. Temple, I am delighted you should honor us again so soon.
Good morning.
Well, it was such a lovely morning, we were tempted to go out for a drive.
Of course. Shall we go into the cocktail bar?
Would you excuse me a moment?
Oh, yes, yes, of course, darling. We'll be in the cocktail bar.
Cloakroom's on the first floor, Mrs. Temple.
Thank you.
Well, your very good health, Herr Gunther.
Thank you, Mr. Temple, and yours too, sir.
Bye, Timothy. I needed that.
Mr. Temple, I have been meaning to ask you, that message I gave you, the one over the telephone, was it all right?
Well, not exactly. I'm afraid there was a little misunderstanding.
Oh, I'm so sorry. What was the trouble?
Well, it turned out that Briggenstadt wasn't a street after all. It was a telephone exchange.
A telephone exchange? But of course. Oh, that was very stupid of me. I'm so sorry, Mr. Temple.
Oh, that's all right. We managed to get it sorted out. Ah, here's my wife.
Oh, come and sit down, Mrs. Temple. I've ordered you a dry martini. Is that all right?
Yes, perfect. Thank you, Herr Gunther. Is Mrs. Gunther here today?
Yes, we are rather, what you say, short-handed?
Yes, that's right, short-handed.
We are rather short-handed, so my wife is doing a little supervising in the kitchen, just to make matters worse.
I don't believe.
Which reminds me, I think perhaps I ought to go and have a word with her. Will you excuse me?
Of course.
I'll see about your table, Mr.
Thank you. Well?
It's gone, Paul.
What do you mean, gone?
The photograph. It's not in the room.
You sure?
Absolutely sure.
It was in the far corner on the wall.
Yes,
near the...
I know, darling, but it's gone. It's been replaced by a very colourful photograph of the ski jump at Garmisch.
Has it? Has it by Timothy?
See those postcards I bought at Oberammergau? Oh, here they are. I want to send one to Charlie. What time does the post go?
From the hotel. About six, I think.
What shall I say to Charlie?
Lovely weather, mm-hmm. Wonderful views, delightful country.
Yes.
Back soon.
Back soon?
Keep him on his toes.
Yes. Paul?
Hmm?
Why were you so interested in that photograph at the Hotel Reumann?
Unfortunately, I didn't make a note of the date on it the first time I saw it.
Oh. But why are you interested in the date?
I want to know exactly when the photograph was taken. Once I know that, I can easily find out which studio it was and the name of the film.
Yes, but where will that get you? After all, we know that Fritz Gunther was an actor. I fail to see that...
Hmm?
Oh, I'll go. Oh, good evening.
Good evening, Mrs. Temple.
Herr Breckshaft, darling.
Come in, Breckshaft.
Oh, forgive me for coming straight up to your room, Mr. Temple, but I'm afraid I have some news for you. Bad news.
You found Betty Conrad?
Yes. She's dead.
Oh, dear.
And we found her body in a field near Schreidenstein.
Terrible.
Schreidenstein, that's Countess Decker's place.
Yes, yes. The body was about 2 miles from the house. It's not surprising we haven't found it before. It was covered with leaves and debris. Her face was battered. Oh. A coat had been pulled over her head. It had obviously been a struggle.
Oh, poor girl.
Was it a blue coat, by any chance?
Yes. Yes, it was a blue coat.
How did you come to find her?
We had an anonymous telephone call about an hour ago. It was a man's voice. He told us exactly where it was.
I see. And what time was it when you found the body?
Oh, about 4:30, 5 o'clock.
You've no idea how long she'd been lying there?
No, no, I haven't got the medical report yet. I shall get it as soon as I get back to the office.
I see. Well, thank you, Breckshaw, for letting me know about this.
If only we had some idea of what this was all about, Mr. Temple. If only we knew what the motive was.
You've telephoned the school.
Not yet, Mrs. Temple.
And Countess Decker?
No, no, I haven't seen the Countess, but I shall have to, of course, since the body was virtually found on her property.
I shall be interested to hear how she reacts when she does see you.
I'll telephone you later this evening, if I have any more news.
Thank you.
Good night, Mrs. Temple.
Good night, Herr Breckshaft.
Good night.
Good night, Mr. Temple.
Oh, dear.
Paul, couldn't this murder have been prevented?
Steve, I tried. I did everything I could. I even...
Go on, darling.
I don't think you realize it, Steve, but I've been working like mad to prevent a second murder.
A second murder?
Yes, but don't ask me for the... It's all right. I'll take it. Hello?
Herr Temple?
Yes?
I have a personal call for you from London. From Sir Graham Ford.
Oh, thank you. Put him on, please. It's Sir Graham, darling.
Hello, Temple?
Hello, Sir Graham.
Temple, can you hear me?
Yes.
I've got some news for you.
Yes, I've got some news for you too, Sir Graham. Betty Conrad's dead.
Dead?
Yes, they found her body about an hour ago. She was murdered.
Temple, are you all right?
Yes, of course I'm all right.
What the devil are you talking about? Betty Conrad's alive.
What?
She's here now in my office, sitting opposite me.